At Air Miles, we help you collect more moments. So instead of scrolling through photos of friends on social media, you can spend more time dinnering with them.
Mmm, how's that spicy enchilada?
Oh, very flavorful.
Yodeling with them.
Ooh, must be mating season.
And hiking with them.
Is that a squirrel?
Bear! Run!
Collect more moments with more ways to earn. Air Miles.
This is the Good Morning Hamilton podcast on 900 CHML.
It has been a while since I was on the dating scene. Happily married? I remember that. And it was a challenge back then for any single trying to find and looking for love. And apparently, according to a new study, young people are choosing to stay single and are kind of liking it. In fact, many are really loving it. This new study says people aged 14 to 20 are now more satisfied with being single than their counterparts 10 years ago. And Stats Canada data shows that in 2021, 4.4 million people were living alone, up from 1.7 million in 1981. That's a 14.5% jump, the highest on record. And more people are choosing not to get married, with marriages in Canada sinking to an all-time low in 2020, with 33% fewer marriages compared to 2019. For those in the dating game, for those who are okay with being single, what are some of the challenges or some of the things that they are really loving? Shannon Tebb is a boutique matchmaker and dating expert at ShannyInTheCity.com and joins us on GMH. Shannon, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. So young people are choosing to stay single and they're loving it. Are you noticing this trend?
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me that adolescent singles are kind of more engaged with, you know, enjoying their youth and doing things and getting out there and being social rather than putting the pressure on themselves to go out and find a relationship. So what I'm seeing is, like, during COVID, like, everyone was locked down and now people want to get out there. They also want to meet other friends and build social connections more. So there's less pressure to find a mate and more pressure to kind of live their life to the fullest, I guess you could say.
And do we know why? Is it generated from, you know, all the lockdowns that we had during the pandemic?
Yeah, I think people want to go to festivals. They want to do things. I think they're focused on education, building their careers. And they're more picky, right? So they kind of know what they want, but they're more selective with just like going out on a date and meeting people randomly. And they're more selective with screening and vetting and taking things slower. I think it's less of a hookup culture and it's more about just establishing friendships and getting to know who they are as well.
Is this also something that is happening outside of that 14 to 20 age demographic? Are we seeing people in their 20s, in their 30s saying, hey, you know what, a serious relationship or marriage is just not for me? Are you noticing more of that?
I'm noticing that people are starting serious relationships later on in life. Like, most of my clients are 30 plus, so obviously they're looking for long-term relationships and building futures and finding a partner and getting married and having kids. But I think, yes, like, things are a lot slower now than 10 years ago where people married their high school sweethearts and had children earlier. People are not in a rush as much as they used to be. So, I mean, that's kind of nice because I think people are not just like getting married for the sake of getting married, but they're more selective with their partner selection and learning really about what values that they're looking for in a partner and what's important to them. And, you know, these younger adolescents, they want to be carefree. They want to go out and experience the world and travel. And I think by doing that first, they're able to really think about their relationship later and get to know who they are.
Shannon Tebb is our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML. Shannon is a dating expert and boutique matchmaker at Shannon in the City or ShannyInTheCity.com. Dating apps or the dissatisfaction with dating apps, is that playing a part in this as well?
I think so. There's a lot of fear with dating apps. There's a lot of, you know, people getting catfished and people just scared to kind of put themselves out there. You know, you see the horror stories on TikTok and so these younger people are kind of like nervous to even try the dating apps. So they have to think about other ways to meet people with which is like getting social and going to meetup groups and building friendships and meeting people at barbecues or doing activities such as like, you know, painting events or roller skating, stuff like that. We're seeing like there's a larger increase in running groups and people doing more activity-based things versus like just going to bars and drinking. Also, we're seeing more sober dating where people are, you know, eliminating alcohol altogether and just, you know, trying to be, and adolescents are living more of a healthy lifestyle too, which is kind of keeping them out of bars and keeping them from, you know, hooking up and drinking and doing all of those things many people did years ago. So it's, I see this shift, and it's a nice new dynamic.
You mentioned the group setting, whether it's group dating or maybe, you know, taking a cooking class or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. Is that seen as more beneficial to the younger crowd, knowing that the pressure is kind of off? It's not a one-on-one?
Yes, I would say so. I feel like there's less pressure to, you know, oh, I have to go talk to this person. It's more of like a community, mm-hmm. and there's less pressure of trying to find a mate, and it's more about establishing friendships that can lead to something. So a lot of people do group dating, especially the younger adolescents that are single. And also singlehood is not really taboo anymore. It's more accepted. It's more of like, okay, this person is, you know, not just selling for anybody. They're doing personal development. They're learning about who they are. I think with the group setting, it definitely eliminates that pressure, and it makes it more for a fun dating experience and a fun way to really and see what's out there too, and get a sense of different types of people and who you click with.
Well, you can get a great sense of that by heading to the website shannyinthecity.com if you're looking for love or a special someone, and Shannon will certainly assist you. Shannon, thank you so much for the time today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rick.
Shannon Tebb is a boutique matchmaker, dating expert. Has a great website, shannyinthecity.com. You can also find her on any social media platform.
Thanks for listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.